In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, our intention for the Chair of Unity Octave for today is return to the sacraments of the fallen away Catholics. And today's saint was one of those God's chosen ones who made his mission to liberate the Catholics from slavery, both bodily slavery of hard labor and also spiritual slavery of soul. His name is Saint Raymond of Penafort, and he lived in Spain in the 1200s. He came from a very notable Spanish noble family, and he had a brilliant career in the university as a doctor and a teacher. But he was very devoted to Blessed Virgin Mary, and this devotion urged Saint Raymond to become a Dominican friar. And now his skills in teaching really went into full bloom. He, together with Saint Peter Nolasco, founded Order of Our Lady of Ransom, which goal was to liberate the captive Catholic slaves whom the supporters of false religion of Islam had imprisoned and enslaved. There were lots of Catholics who were being enslaved by the Muslims, and they were in urgent need of help from Catholics. And as you should always think of the welfare of your fellow Christians, Saint Raymond truly was one of those, and spared no expense or no effort to set his brethren free. He preached a crusade against Islam, who had done such a terrible things for Catholics. But he also preached another kind of a crusade, namely penance to the Catholics who were also enslaved. And in this mission, he was also very successful, because he saw that so many Catholics were living in the state of sin, and it was for them whose soul was enslaved. And being enslaved of your soul by great sin, that's far worse than being imprisoned and enslaved through a bodily work. So Saint Raymond was a great crusader, both against false religion of Islam, but also against sin. He worked tirelessly at the end of his days, when he finally died at the age of 81, which at that time was a really advanced age. And he could count as his success story that he had, through him, over 10,000 Muslims, that is, false religionists, had abandoned the religion of Islam and become Catholics. In this way, Saint Raymond was truly a liberator, both those enslaved by sin and those enslaved by bodily work. Dear children, today when we pray for those Catholics who have fallen away from the sacrament, let us think how a great channel of mercy are the sacraments. If you are deprived of sacraments, you lose God's channel, how he gives us his grace. And as we have learned from religion, we really need grace very much so that we could get into heaven. So today, let us be thankful that we are not enslaved by sin, but we have the privilege of so often receiving God's holy sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist and penance. And let us pray for those people who are truly in a worse state than being enslaved by pirates or bandits. Let us pray for those Catholics who are enslaved by sin, that through our prayers and through the preaching of our priests, they would also be liberated, that they would return to sacraments, receive God's grace and mercy, and that they would not be enslaved ever, ever again. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.